Greetings. I guess I'm back to being the automatically deleted husband. Well, I'm still here. I'll just be quick today. I had a several-hour conversation yesterday and today with a group of people. Two of them were in Argentina, and one gentleman who's been new in our conversation, named Axel, and he's kind of pushy. And I mentioned a few times that we were talking past each other, and he said, "Well, I'm not sure about the cultural reference," which is one of the problems of dealing with somebody from the other side of the world. But it explained that I would say something and he would respond to something I didn't say. And this was happening a bunch. And I think the issue that I saw is that I think he had to win. He had to win. He had to be the authority. And after a private conversation with another gentleman, he's known for this. But one of the things I tried to do is not belittle him, point out, show evidence and whatnot, and try to stick to the point in order to reach a mutual agreement and respect him in the process. And I think I've learned a lot how to do that better over time, because I've had examples where some people will simply run, for specifically Jim Cross. And, this guy in Argentina showed far more, you could loosely say, obedience to Christ in his dialogue with me than Jim Cross has, because Jim Cross simply runs. And I've said over and over again, the objective here is we'll make mistakes in our dialogue. But if we don't have the dialogue, the person who is doing disobedience to Christ, the person who is offering the greatest amount of hate, is Jim Cross. Because not seeking reconciliation is spitting in the face of God and not loving. Leviticus 19:18, minor issue. I want to reconcile with him. And I won't close the door to that. Obviously, even more, I want to reconcile with my lady because I think she's cute and I love her. Dorothy Jane, I really do love you.